Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. For those that try to catch this live, running a few minutes late and don't have all my mics hooked up, so here we go. Dealing with an issue. Our daughter was too early to get up, but it was close. But I'll lay down and get just a little more rest. And I don't know about you, but whenever I do that, the little more is longer than I really expected it. But anyhow, we're here and we're ready to spend some time together in God's Word and in prayer. And so we're talking and praying this week about living as those who are sent. And various ways that we're sent by God, ways that God uses people to send us, and some characteristics of what it looks like to live as one sent. We understand our role, our responsibility, our commission. We call it the Great Commission, to go into all the world and make disciples. And as we go, we preach the good news of Jesus. We baptize people into Christ. We teach them to obey everything Jesus commanded. And when we recognize the seriousness of that responsibility, we begin to pray more earnestly that God would help us to live as those who are sent by Him. And today we're going to focus in on being sent to help. In Acts chapter 19, verse 22, says he, and that is Paul, sent two of his helpers, Timothy and Erastus, to Macedonia while he stayed in the province of Asia a little longer. Examples throughout Scripture of times when the workload that needs to be done is simply overwhelming for one person. I think of early on in the history of Israel, as God is using Moses to bring his people out of Egypt and eventually to the promised land. And in this vast gathering of people, there were, surprise, there were conflicts. And even people who could see the presence of God, they were following this pillar of fire at night and the pillar of cloud by day. They could watch God's presence descend on the tent of meeting as Moses and Joshua would meet with God. And even with that, there were conflicts. But is that really so different from today? If our eyes are open, we see the presence of God around us. We see the presence of God in us. He's given us His Spirit. We acknowledge He is with us. And even with that, in today's world, among believers even, there is conflict. And Moses, as the leader, was the guy that all of this conflict was being brought to. And finally, his father-in-law says, "This isn't right." In today's wording, he might have said, "You're going to work yourself into an early grave." We don't have that line recorded in Scripture, but he says, "You need help." And so additional leaders were selected to hear the conflicts among people, and if they were too great or too difficult, then those would be brought to Moses. Paul consistently surrounded himself with those who would help, especially as one who was finding himself consistently in trouble with the law for doing what was right, simply for preaching the gospel, the good news of Jesus. And when he could not travel, when he was confined, when he was restricted, he had helpers. Helpers that were filled with God's Spirit, but also helpers who had learned from him. It was almost like an apprenticeship program, a mentoring program. Paul could send people in his place because they had already been helping him. He knew how they would help others. We read that and we think about sending help. He was sending help to Macedonia. But it wasn't just sending help, he was sending helpers. They had already been identified as such. They had already been active as such. It wasn't just randomly picking a couple guys and saying, here, you go and see what they need. These were men he had trusted. These were men that he knew could accomplish what was necessary. And so as we consider the application for us today, I think about being sent as helpers. Well, I think first off of those who God has sent to help us, who have trained us, who have mentored us, who have shown us what it looks like. The way we generally become helpers is that we see others doing it and they teach us and we practice it. And all of that has to come from a heart that desires to help. Our attitude must be right. Our heart must be in it. And one of the greatest motivators of wanting to be a helper is to understand how much help we ourselves have received. And we receive that from God, but we often receive that through people. But there also within it is required a recognition when it comes to sending help is that we can't do it alone, and sometimes pride creeps in, and in our mind the enemy says if you send someone else to help, you won't get the credit. And our immediate response ought to be, I don't want the credit. I want God to get the credit. Now, granted, that's not an easy response to give, but with practice, with training, with discipline, it can be our response. And when we realize the power of helping people, helping fellow believers, helping people in need. I think of all of the storms and disasters that have been taking place around the United States between last season's hurricanes and the flooding, and some initially caused by hurricanes in eastern Kentucky, eastern Tennessee, and North Carolina. And then just flooding this spring from rain and some of those similar areas and beyond. Tornadoes ripping through so much of the U.S. And that's just disasters here in the country I live in. And they're taking place everywhere. And I think of my friends at IDES, International Disaster Emergency Service. and their goal and their, not just goal, their practice of taking help and hope in the name of Jesus. Helping to clean up, helping to rebuild, helping to restore faith. And we have the privilege to be those who are sent. And sometimes we can, I've not been able to lately, but sometimes we can volunteer and be those who are physically sent to help those in need. Sometimes we can provide funds and in that aspect be those who send, the ones that will help. But regardless of what part we play in it, it's a valuable part. And when we participate in being sent, when we participate in sending, we grow and we learn and we prepare others to also be those who are sent to help. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need because you sent your Son. You kind of set the example of what it looks like to see a people in need and send what you can in order to help. Send what's appropriate, send what's necessary, send what is useful, and you sent your Son Jesus. And as Jesus lived this earth, as he taught, as he prepared people, he sent them to be his representatives, to share the good news of the kingdom. And as Jesus went to the cross and crucified, buried, resurrected from the grave, risen back to heaven, those that he trained, those that he sent, trained others. And they sent them to help. That process has continued on through the generations to where someone was trained and sent to help us in our time of need, in our need of a Savior, so that we too can not only be sent, but we can prepare others. And so God, today help us to not only receive the help that we need by those who are sent to help, but may we be those who help others because we've been sent to. Open our eyes, our ears, our minds to the opportunities which surround us. And God, today, may those that are sent to help us and may the help that we are sent to take to others all work together in a way that lifts up Jesus, so that as we lift him up, many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.